discovered her in Texas.
Mm-hmm. That's close by.
Yes, it's near here. And then my son taught school in Dimebox. You've heard of Dimebox?
I saw it on the map.
Yeah, little teeny place. Well, my son lives there, but he's building a new home, but his wife teaches school there. Mm-hmm. She's a homemaking teacher. And Dimebox has some old timers, and this is an old town, but I have forgotten how Dimebox got its name. Do you remember?
I don't know.
I have heard the story, but I don't remember.
I can tell you where Lexington got its name, if you want to know.
How's that?
From a man, a family, early settler in Nampa, the name of...
Oh, I see.
But Dimebox didn't get its name.
I don't know how it got it. We always, of course, we used to play lots of ball at Dimebox, played Dimebox. And I got lots of kinfolks in Dimebox all through that country. And we always said there's an old woman that always, when the mail carrier come by, every time with the mail, you know, come about once or twice a week, she always sent for a dime box of snuff, and that's the way it got its name. That's the way we always hoorahed. Dime box of snuff, yeah, by the mail carrier. It'll be a dime box, it got its name. I don't know where it got, but I know how Lexington got its name.
Mm-hmm. Just the man who settled it.
Yeah, the man who settled in that country. Started a town hall named Lexington.
I see. Let's see, you were going to tell me about some of the buildings on a farm?
Well, we started off about the house. It all depends on what the people was able to build. The early day was the log house was the main thing.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they had a single room log house with a shed room and a kind of a gallery in the front. They'd have a dirt floor though on the whole thing in the early day. Of course, later on, they made them put floors in them. Later on, they made the box house. And later on, the brick house like they got now.
Mm-hmm.
The houses improved from early day. Well, they didn't have the stuff to build them with in the early days. They had to build them out of logs. But outside of the dwelling house, they always had a log smokehouse, they called it, that they kept the meat and stuff of that kind in. And then they had a log barn to put the grain in when they gathered it. That's right. And some of them made what's called an old-timey hayrick.
What's that?
It's all made out of poles. It set four, generally six posts in the ground, or 16 or 20 foot up and down line that way. Put one post in the middle, one at each end, and nailed it, hewed the tops of them down that way, notched them down. And they put a log in there all the way through and spiked it on there with big 100 penny spikes, but bridge nails, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And spiked it on there. Then they put one across the end, a log across the end. They generally made it about 16 foot wide up there. Put them across the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they done that, they cut poles and stuck them in the ground that way. Sometimes they crossed them that way in the middle. And sometimes they just laid them over a log and be 2, 3, 4 feet across down there. And throw some brush in that hole, the hay off the ground. And they'd make that so close, the stock couldn't get the nose through it to eat it. Mm-hmm. And they'd nail the poles on the end that way, straight up and down, and those others slope that way, you see. Then you haul the hay up there in the wagon, throw it over in there, the pitchfork, filled it up, and then you topped it off like a stack.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it a hayrick. Later on, they got started putting a roof over them, you see. And first with boards, and then later on they got this arm come in, you know, and they got it. They made a roof for it. I kept the hay from rotting out. You didn't have to stack it up like on a stack then. That was the kind of hay outfits they had,
mm-hmm.
called hayricks.
Mm-hmm.
That took care of the roughness, and they had log barns to take care of the corn.